Okay, here we go. Ready to go.
Right. 3, 2, 1.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So today I'd like to ask this question: are all sins equally bad to God? And this is a question that I think is important because you find that many Christians will criticize Muslims and they'll say things like, Muslims live by the scales. And what do they mean by this? What is this quote that I've heard a number of times? It means that you Muslims are always worried about, what about my scale of deeds? Did I do enough good today? Did I do too much bad today? What are my scales looking like today? And they criticize this. They say, that even a little evil is infinitely distant from the perfect holy God. Therefore, how much good or evil you do is irrelevant. The fact that you're not perfect means you need a perfect sacrifice. That's a summary, relatively, hopefully a good summary, of the general idea of Christianity. And therefore, the amount of bad doesn't matter. You're infinitely distant, and therefore you need a perfect sacrifice. The reason why I find this concept problematic is because it seems that Jesus acknowledged the size of different good deeds versus other good deeds, or bad deeds versus other bad deeds. He would often recognize that, look, you know, some good deeds are smaller and other good deeds are bigger, and some bad deeds are smaller and others are bigger. And so let's take a look and see how he recognized this sort of scaling system. We have in John 19:11, Jesus answered, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin." So basically, there's a long context to this, but the idea is that one group is more guilty than the other. That the people who were doing the bidding of those who were in charge, they're guilty, but they're not as guilty as the people in charge who are calling all the shots and making all the decisions. And so this is a clear indication that, look, he's recognizing that, look, there's some type of sins that are, you know, smaller and some that are bigger. You know, this would, to me, it's very problematic if the whole objective is to teach humanity that, look, the size of the sin doesn't matter. You're all equally guilty before God, and therefore you are all equally condemned to hell eternally. It would be very odd for him to use this type of language and for him to say, like, look, you know, you did a sin, but it's not as big or as bad as this one or that one. You know, it really does confuse the situation. Furthermore, you have in Matthew 23:23-24, what does it say? "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law." So clearly, there are different weights. And then he says, justice and mercy and faithfulness. So it seems that, look, there are certain things that are part of the law that are of lesser importance and other things that are of more importance. So there is this scaling that is being recognized here. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former. You blind guides, you strain out a gnat but swallow a camel. In other words, you nitpick and you get very particular about small problems, but you don't focus on the big problems. This type of language is very clearly highlighting that some good deeds are very important and some are, you know, smaller in scale. And some bad deeds are huge and major, terrible, catastrophic sins, and others are smaller sins like a, you know, tiny little gnat, like no big deal. This type of language, in my opinion, doesn't really favor this concept that, look, it doesn't matter if you do a big or small sin, all of you are going to be condemned to hell eternally, and therefore Jesus is necessary of an eternal, of the ultimate perfect sacrifice. You know, basically, if the Christian perspective is correct, it just seems like at every turn there's consistently aspects of the way Jesus talks that only makes it more complicated. And you really have to ask yourself, why would he speak this way? Why would he speak this way if he's trying to preach essentially the opposite? So anyway, that's it for today. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.